We're doing the Ahavat Chesed. We're up to the 9th chapter, the 5th paragraph. And we've been learning about the importance of paying wages on time. So the Chafetz Chaim continues and says, Kol adinim alalu, all these laws that we described about paying wages on time, Nogin ben mischa adam ben mischa beimav kelim. It applies not only on wages that you owe a person for his own job, but also on wages if you've rented his animal or his vessels. You rented a car, you have to pay on time. Dichtiv lo talim pulat sachir itecha, as the verse says, do not leave by you the wages of a hired worker. Kol shepulato itecha, whatever work was done with you. Val sechal kakaot, but what about wages for if you rented out land, you rented out property, you rented out a hole? Does the biblical obligation apply there that you have to pay on time or not? Yesh do'ot ben aposkim. There are different opinions among the poskim about whether there the biblical obligation applies as well. Vayen beviur agashem tzaded lachmir lefi sugyat hagmara shelanu. The Gra says one has to be more stringent based on our Gemara. Uvemet ken itya behedya betorat kohanim. And really, that's what it says clearly in Torah's kohanim.
What is the difference if it is with land?
Huh?
I don't understand. What's
technically, the Torah says, if a person, you hired a worker, you have to pay them on time.
Yeah.
Now what happens if I rented an animal? I didn't hire a worker. Do I have to pay on time for the animal I rented? It's
why,
a nice thing,
not?
It's a correct thing,
yes,
but is that included in this biblical commandment? The Torah
says, why
because the Torah's wording is, Lo talin peulat sachir itechad boker. Do not leave with you the wages of a hired worker till morning. You must pay him that day. Now, technically, the reading of the verse is a hired worker. I hired someone for a day. I hired a painter. I hired a plumber. I have to pay him on time. I rented a car. It doesn't say that in the verse. It might be improper of me. It might be a breach of contract. It might be wrong. Other aspects of fair business practice. But does this biblical obligation apply or not? So, an animal isn't a worker, but we derive from the verse that the same thing would apply if you rented an animal. That's a derivation from the verse because it says me'asher ba'altzecha, from what you've hired in your land. So we say anything that you've taken to work with you from within your land. Now, does that also encompass land itself? Let's say I rented out a hole. So of course there's the contract, I have to stick to my word, etc. What about this biblical obligation? If I rented a hole for a chasana tonight, I must pay tonight. If I pay after sunrise, that's it, I've transgressed. Does that apply to land as well? Obviously I have to keep my end of a contract. The question is, what about this biblical commandment to pay wages on time? Is this applied as well? So there's an argument.
Usually it's also connected with my work. Because I was working for this car, so I put I invested my strength and my money, my job in this car. So then I gave for another guy's car, but it's like my
that's
work.
That's fair business practice.
Yeah.
But the Torah, the wording of the Torah is when you've hired
job.
Worker from within your land. So we derive from that work that you derive from within the land, but not the land itself. That's how we understand the verse. On the other hand, there's another derivation that our Talmud says, and that says, Lotalin pulat, don't leave over the work that was done with you.
Oh,
whatever work was done with you, you took a land to do work with you, that's also...
You said earlier that if some of my sins is like a part of mine. So it's if I give my kite like I am hired, because it's like part of mine. It's mine. It was mine. My money, my job for this car. So it's like I am hired.
No, so that we don't say. We derive from the verse that the obligation applies, but it's not that concept. That's a Kabbalistic concept that a person's possessions are an extension of in themselves.
Yeah. So for example, my bike. It's all my money. It's very difficult for me. Was to buy this good bike, but if I will give for another guy, and it was like he hired me because it's
right.
Really important for me. It's
I
really
understand, but that doesn't
my salary in this bike.
Okay, but that's not the application we have here. It's another aspect of halacha that You owe someone, you got to pay him what you promised him. That's a different aspect. But there's room to say, if I need another 2 hours, is it so critical to you if I pay 2 hours later? The Torah gives a special mitzvah. You hired a worker, he worked, he gave you part of his life. For his life, he needs to be paid during that period of time, either the daylight hours or the nighttime hours. That period of time passed, you're in transgression. That's a special mitzvah. The question is, how far do I apply that? And it's unclear whether we apply it to land as well. And in Torah's Kohanim, it clearly says that it encompasses wages for land as well. Later I found that the work Shar HaMishpat also rules this way. And according to this, certainly one has to be careful when he's paying rent, that the rent must be paid on time. And look at our footnote down below where we expanded. Even if you hired a kid, you ask a kid to help you, he's going to bind your lola for you, or he's going to pick some apples for you. We apply all the aforementioned laws. He too must be paid on time.
Ah, kid especially.